I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Ah, so calming.
I was feeling really stressed out because I'm me, and I just did my intensive research for this podcast because I worked very hard. God, I look old. I'm just looking in this webcam.
Yeah, I was just looking at you thinking, God, who's ancient, that aged woman? Tilly, you literally look 11 years old. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, what was I saying? Enya.
That you were stressed out, then you listened to Enya and she
I was in bed and I just had Enya on and it actually helped.
It is like a drug.
Yeah.
All you need in this life is a bubble bath and some Enya.
Have you listened to Enya before?
Yeah, I put on an Enya mix when I have a bath. Like, I do that. I was just saying to Tilly before this started that I don't actually know any of her songs apart from Sail Away, Sail Away.
So is it just that song 14 times?
No, it's whatever the Enya mega mix is that they've made for me on Spotify.
But you don't know what any of the songs are called.
No, and they all just sound, no offence to her talent, but they all just sound the same,
they're
don't they?
They're a similar vibe, for sure. They're not trying to get you, like, amped up at the gym.
There's no sudden drop.
No.
Drop the beat, yeah.
I'm sure there is, like, techno remixes of Enya.
Oh, that would be good, actually.
Did you listen to the song that the Fugees sampled?
No.
And then she nearly sued them, but they sorted it out?
No. Please play. Oh, actually, before you do that, I would also like to say... oh, by the way, this is Bitching. Every week we talk about a different person. We dissect them, we diverge, we go wildly off track. And this week we're talking about Enya. I've been listening to... the one on Would I Lie to You who's not David Mitchell, Lee Mack, has got a podcast called I Can't Believe It's Not Buddha.
Do we need to promote Lee Mack? I'm sure he's fine.
I didn't know he had a podcast. Did you know he had a podcast?
He's Lee Mack. I'm sure he's fine. Listen to the Bitchin podcast. Tell all your friends to listen to the Bitchin podcast. We're here with zero PR. Doing it every week.
If I promote Lee Mack on our podcast, maybe he'll promote us on his. Not that anyone is listening, because I didn't know he had a podcast. Did you know he had a podcast?
I don't have a Google alert for Lee Mack, so...
But listen, so the podcast is I Can't Believe It's Not Buddha. I'm not recommending it because I listen to it to fall asleep, so I don't know anything. But what I do know is they underscore the episodes with music. So whoa. I think that's what we should do from now.
That is not a good idea.
It's too late, I've done it. It's in.
I've done it now.
You were about to play the thing that Enya nearly sued.
Oh, well, it's just Ready or Not by the Fugees. Ready or not, here I come. That one.
Oh, so
but I listened to the Enya song that they sampled.
Oh, yeah.
Which is called Boudica, I think. Actually slaps. So I'm not surprised they... it's very atmospheric. It's good stuff. They paid her $3 million.
Did they?
Yeah.
And then did she buy the castle?
Maybe she did with that money. Maybe that's her Ready or Not money.
I wonder if we look at the timeline.
I think Wikipedia says that she has sold more records than U2. And she is Ireland's number one selling.
It's surprising, isn't it? Should I read her Wikipedia? We're all over the shop today, Tilly, and I take full responsibility for that.
Oh no, I'm barely awake. Also, I listened to last week and I was like, fucking hell, I literally sounded catatonic last week because I had no energy, and I was like, this week I'm going to be on it and ready to go, and I'm in my dressing gown, I've just got out of bed. I apologise, everyone, it's lockdown, the days take me as they will take me. And Helen has to roll with it.
No one needs anything from you. Also, I listened to last week's episode and I was like, wow, I sound manic. I sound completely like... So I think...
Well, thank
we're
God
both
you
ends
were,
of the spectrum.
Because otherwise, what would we have done?
Well, maybe it would have been nice for people to fall asleep like they will to this episode with this
I
lulling
so.
Music underneath.
Do you know what? Let's just make this like ASMR vibes, this episode.
Yes.
Welcome.
I think I'd be terrible at ASMR. Because I'd find it hard not to get overexcited. And so it'd become very breathy.
I don't know that there is Brummy ASMR, but if there is, then you're a shoo-in, my friend.
It's me. Here we go. Enya Patricia
what?
Brennan.
I just need
no,
to go to sleep.
As Enya is an Irish singer-songwriter, record producer and musician. Born into
musician.
A family. Musician. She was born in Ireland to an Irish family. Blah, 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 blah. Second best-selling artist behind U2. With a discography that has sold... A discography. With a discography.
Don't worry, mate. It's all right. You're doing good.
Thanks, Tilly.
Why do you always read out the Wikipedia?
I just like power.
Okay, that's fine. I'm uncomfortable with power because I don't trust myself. So that's good. That's a good
We've
balance.
Got our roles down. I just wish I could read. How many... What do you reckon her discography is? Like, how many albums has she sold?
I know exactly how many albums she's recorded. This is how much research I've done today. She's recorded 8 albums.
And do you know how many albums she's sold?
15 million?
26.5 million certified albums in the United States.
Alone.
And an estimated 75 million records worldwide, making her one of the best-selling music artists of all time.
Not bad for someone they play during yoga.
And in lifts.
To be fair, may it be, that song never fails to make me cry.
Sail Away.
No, may it be. Sail Away! Imagine if I was crying to Sail Away.
I was about to say, how basic are you?
No, I'm the kind of basic that cries to the Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
Which one is that then? The...
May it be. I will never, ever miss an opportunity to sing. Ever. When have you ever asked me what a song is, and when have I never just been ready?
You're always ready.
Ready or not.
That voice. The voice of a nation. Do you know what? I think a lot of people don't know who Enya is.
Do you? No, no, there's no Gen Z that listen to us, surely. My webcam's gone out of focus.
Yeah, you've been very blurry.
There we go.
We're back
Maybe.
In the room. Yeah, I think a lot of people, you'd say Enya and they'd be like, is that like an edamame?
Well, yeah, it's kind of mad because she is just so successful, but also very...
In the shadows.
Yeah, like I could probably get on the tube with Enya and not know that I was on the tube with Enya.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like, actually. I might Google image her right now.
She's beautiful.
Does she do a Sia where she doesn't show her face?
No, she shows her face. She shows her face.
Oh,
Sean Connery has entered. No, now I'm doing Michael Caine. Michael Caine doesn't even have that particular... Okay, I'm Sean Connery. We should do Sean Connery.
Oh my gosh, she met Jedward.
I was just about to say, imagine an Enya and Jedward crossover.
Collaboration. Yeah, here in essentiallypop.com.
Yeah.
The kings and queen of Ireland, could Jedward and Enya collaborate? Oh, this was in 2016, so I'll take that as a solid no.
Mm. She was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song, so I don't know that we could... God love them, and they have captured my heart. But I don't think Lipstick is going to be nominated in the Best Original Song.
You never know in this crazy world.
You don't.
They shaved their heads, did you see, last week?
I did.
God love them.
Very handsome. Great bone structure.
Oh, those cheeks. Right, so Enya has got some stalkers.
Yeah. I feel like it's always the case with, like, women who are, like, a bit introverted or there's a mystery about them because then people just project everything onto them that they think is going to, like, fix all of their... issues and problems they're having in their life.
Do you think as well, because she is sort of not she's not embraced fame as a thing. She's kept, very much kept out of the public eye, that maybe she doesn't have the mechanisms that maybe like Ariana Grande would have. If Ariana Grande, I'm sure, has lots of stalkers, but there's barriers before getting to her that will stop that from escalating.
Yeah, and I also think like once you know everything about a person, it's sort of like, oh, well, what's the good in stalking them, really? Did you ever hear what Robert Pattinson did with someone who was stalking him?
No.
So he had this woman who would like come and stand outside his hotel room, and she was there for like 2 days, and then one day he just like went down and spoke to her and was like, you know, why are you doing this? And he took her to dinner and what? He just sat and complained about his life. So the whole like 2 hours he just complained endlessly, like, my life's shit, this is wrong, this is this other thing, just was like the most like joyless, like boring person. And she never came back. She never came back.
And did he do that on purpose or
yeah, he did it on purpose, yeah. Yeah.
That's what he tells people.
Yeah, he was actually
even
trying to woo her.
Even his stalker rejected him. Did you ever read that interview with Robert Pattinson where he was saying that he wanted to start his own fast food thing in New York and he'd been in touch with all these chefs?
And he was just lying.
No, he'd created this recipe which involved, I want to say, granola and tomato sauce in a bowl, putting it in the microwave. Something that just sounded disgusting. And then I'm pretty sure the person writing the article verified it, and he had called up a chef and said, can you serve this? And they've been like, no, we won't be serving that weird dish just because you're Robert Pattinson.
People would buy it.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
So Enya is in the category of music known as New Age music. What does that mean? Because what is that, like, you play her at your birthday? I don't understand what the term means.
I really like it when people come up with terms like modernism, because that was obviously relevant when modernism was modern in, like, the early 1900s, I want to say. And then obviously that then
subsequently
became...
there are more moderns that happen, so rendering the original modern a bit weird.
Yeah, past tense. And then you have to have postmodernism, which now is also pretty old school, but it sounds like something from the future. Maybe it's the same with New Age. Maybe they'd had age music. Now they're having New Age, but now we really should call that old age music. No offence to Enya, but she's not made anything since 2016, which frankly is old age.
She hasn't made anything since 2016?
I don't think so.
I haven't made anything since 2016. It feels like. I've been inside for 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Me neither. It feels like 2016 was last year, doesn't it?
Can you believe we've been inside for a whole year? Over a year we've been...
Yes.
In the coronavirus pandemic.
The panorama roo.
I bet she has just, like, sailed through this panorama.
Sailed away.
Must get lonely being in that castle on your own.
So she bought a castle, in case you don't know. It's pretty nice. It looks nice from the pictures.
Would you enter a raffle to win it?
Yeah, although she did get it at an auction, which is not dissimilar.
Oh, it must have been a bit ruined then.
Yeah, it was a grade A listed thing. 2.5 million, which actually...
Pocket change.
Yeah, for someone who sold that many records. Mm. She renamed the castle after the house from the book Rebecca.
Don't those people die in that book?
And in that castle she has a safe room, which she has had to use when the stalkers have come in and tied up her housekeeper and taken loads of her stuff.
You're like, you're not Enya! Really rude.
Really rude. One of her other stalkers broke into her family pub, I want to say, and then they kicked him out, and then he stabbed himself outside the pub. I think he was all right, but he did get barred.
And stabbed. That does happen when one stabs oneself.
And she said about marriage that she sort of avoided... She said, in fact, I'll quote her, she said, I'm afraid of marriage because I'm afraid someone might want me because of who I am instead of because they loved me. I wouldn't go rushing into anything unexpected, but I do think a great deal about this. So she's clearly followed round by this fear of people being weird.
I'm sure loads of people wanted to marry her.
Yeah, it'd be alright marrying Enya, wouldn't it?
Yeah, she's got loads of money, just wants to live in a castle. She says that she can't get into relationships because men get annoyed that she needs to be on her own to write her music. I sort of think there's someone for everyone, so maybe she just doesn't want to be married. Who was it who said they don't want to get married because they don't want someone in their house?
Was that you? That sounds
like
you.
No, it wasn't me. I mean, I do... I feel it very much. I don't want someone in my house.
I love
Whoopi Google. Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
And did she get married? I don't know about her
no.
relationship. No. Fair enough.
I think so.
I think that's quite a good reason not to get married.
Oh, she's been married three times. Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. You have tried it. And
it's not
it wasn't
worked out. It's annoying when people are in your space.
I mean, if you've done it three times, I sort of feel like you've probably seen what it has to offer. Fair enough.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't you think that stalkers have become taken much more seriously recently?
Yes.
That was bad grammar, but yeah.
I thought it was beautiful.
Thanks, Tilly. And I think I remember Lily Allen being a big part of that movement.
She had a horrific stalker, didn't she? It's always the case with female singers.
Yeah.
It's always the case with female singers. I don't know why. It's like
yeah.
There's something about music that I think it bypasses all of your rational feelings here and just inserts that person right into your
cortex.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's why so many female singers get stalked, because like people believe that they are the only people who can understand them. And
I think a lot of people who are stalkers actually believe that they're with that person as well. Mm. Like my friend who had a stalker, the letters that they were getting from this woman,
are they famous?
Semi-famous. She must have just had this parallel life in her head that was confusing because she thought it was real.
Yeah, I mean, we have all done that in our heads, but then we don't think that it's...
But you do still know that it's not real. You let yourself go into the fantasy of it, but then there's a sort of line that you go, okay, I'm now back in my life where I'm not with... I'm not married to Josh Widdicombe anymore.
It's just weird. Josh Widdicombe?
Yeah.
Of everyone you could pick to have a fantasy life with.
This was a long time ago. My dark past is my parallel life was me and Josh Widdicombe in a really small bedsit in North London.
Right, so you could... This is really inappropriate. I'm not going to say what I'm going to say in my meeting one day. It's really... It's not okay for me to say what I was about to say. It's sexual harassment, actually, and I'm not going to partake in it.
Say it and we'll bleep it out.
No.
But yeah, go on. You have your parallel life. But you can draw.
But I'm just interested about what the brain does, because if you think it's real, why do you then start needing to act in reality towards that person if it's already real? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it must be so confusing. Because you're right, you're turning up at that person's house, which you must know is not your house, but you do think that they're with you in your head. Very odd. Need serious help. But it's good that it's being taken more seriously, and I can imagine how scary it must have been back in the day with Enya. If there weren't actual laws around it in the way that there are now.
And the thing is like, that sort of security is expensive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, even Buddy, well, she didn't get stalked, but when Kim Kardashian got held at gunpoint, you know, I mean, she had very expensive security and she still, that still happened to her, so.
Oh, it's so scary.
Horrific.
Poor Enya. Apparently stalking has really increased during lockdown, or at least reports of stalking have really increased.
Mm.
Particularly like online stalking. Yeah, there's no joke there. That's just some information I heard on Radio 4.
That's what we deliver. Information you may have heard on Radio 4 delivered secondhand by two increasingly unstable, out of work actors.
Far left. Woke Brigade millennials. She had a big falling out with her management.
Did she? What about?
That's a good question.
Just constant research. That's how I make the show. Constant research. You've got to know inside out what you're talking about before you step up to the mic. You're not even listening to me.
I am. I'm just thinking, do you know what my brain was doing? It was thinking, can I just cut straight to that, you saying that, and cut out the bit about falling out
of
the
manager's... I'm editing.
Can you just cut out the bit where you just say that? Because I was just thinking, I don't think that she did fall out with the managers, is what my brain was doing.
Oh, right, okay. You just made that up.
I think maybe. Let me look.
You do love just making stuff up.
I do. Well, it's my job, innit?
Well, yeah.
Although, I don't think I did. She left in 1982 with their manager and producer. Oh no, she left a band. Enya began her career when she
left her family band.
Celtic folk band.
Much like I'm about to leave this podcast.
Start your solo career.
Oh my god, can you imagine it? Just be me, like, into the mic for 2 hours.
Oh my god, it'd be so good. It'd be like meditation.
What would you do? What would your Enya lifestyle be if you were going to be a hermit? Where would you go? What sort of house would you want? What would you fill your hermit days with?
I think if I was going to be a hermit, I'd want to live on a ring road.
What?
I'd want to live on a ring road.
What's a ring road, sorry?
It's like a road that is a ring that goes around a city, like Birmingham.
What, like
has
a roundabout?
No, like a big A road.
Right.
That sort of leads to lots of places, very busy, noisy.
Okay.
I'd want to be on a ring road that also had lots of offices and shops. Because if I'm a hermit, I want to be near to people.
Yeah, that sort of defeats the purpose of being a hermit.
I won't talk to them.
Okay.
I'll just be there, I'll just be able to listen in, hear them, sit in a cafe.
Yeah, God forbid you should be alone with your own thoughts.
I like people, Tilly. Is that a crime?
No, it's not a crime. I'm glad you like
people.
Yeah,
so I'd be on a ring road, by offices and cafes. I would spend my time sort of standing at the bus stop, putting my arm out. The bus would come, and then I'd be like, actually, nah. And then the bus would go, and I'd just stand there. What would you do?
There's something poetic about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're so mysterious. Well, I'll probably do what Enya's done.
Get a castle. Do you think you'd do well as a hermit?
No, probably not. I like to think that I would, but I don't need people, but I need my friends. I really need my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly.
Aww.
Not
am
you.
Am I your friend?
Of course you, of course you. I need you. Please don't leave me. Don't leave me.
I'm here every week, whether you like it or not.
It's happening.
I don't know if she is a hermit though, is she? Is she?
No, probably not. She's just got a castle and doesn't like being famous. So then people go, oh, she's a hermit. She probably does her shopping at Lidl. Probably not. She's got stalkers. She probably has someone who does that for her. But I'm sure she has mates and is out and about doing stuff.
I can't believe how late into this pandemic I have discovered the joys of going to a big Tesco.
You think that's joyful?
Have you been?
Yeah.
So last week, we were in the car as a flat. We'd been to Box Hill. Have you ever been?
No.
It's an area of outstanding natural beauty, officially. National Trust maintain it. It's just a really nice view over a hill. We were driving back. We needed some bits, and we drove past this absolutely enormous Tesco. I know capitalism is bad.
Oh, do you mean like a really, really big one? Like the ones that are on like the motorway?
Yeah, like with the two story, and it's got right. like a whole homeware section and the
okay, yeah.
and the clothes, and
so you've got actual space to like.
You can
breathe.
Just get lost in there. We all just went wild, and I got so much stuff. I got malt loaf.
Ooh, nice!
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's nice. Is that vegan?
Yeah. Anyway, I recommend it as a day out. Although the shop's open today, the day this is coming out.
Yeah, I won't be. I won't be going. I'm going to avoid a lot of things, I think. Not because I'm scared of catching COVID, because I'm scared of other people's emotions. I think that people are sad and they don't know it. And that is dangerous.
Do you think I'm sad and I don't know it?
No, you're fine.
Yeah?
No, you are. You're fine. You're fine.
Oh, good.
You work too much. You know that.
I do what too much?
You work too much.
Oh,
what
that's
do you think
good.
I said?
I thought you said you smile too much.
Oh, no, I would never say that. I probably would say that. I'm not a very nice person, but you know what I mean.
I'm seeing you this week.
Yeah, on Thursday. Gonna go We're going to hang out with friend of the pod.
Dave Cribb.
We're going Maybe in the morning, could... right?
Yeah, it's weird. We're having like a morning meeting.
Right, well, that's not good because I'm not drinking. And that's good.
Yeah. That's kind of yeah. It's been interesting. I don't know if you found this. A lot of my friends want to meet up in a park and drink a whole bottle of wine.
Really?
Yeah. Which I mean, I don't want to stop anyone's fun.
Hasn't everyone just been doing that anyway?
Yeah, that's
on
what
their
I mean.
Own. I mean, I haven't recently, year. But that does seem to be what everyone's coping mechanisms are.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm feeling it. You know.
The booze
I'm not as young
or...
as I used to be. The booze.
You're not feeling the boozy sesh.
It's not for me.
It's sort of going to get in the way of like any of us connecting with each other. We all need to look deeply into each other's eyes and know that we're like not on our own in the universe. And when you drink, you could be with anyone. I could be hanging out with anyone, and they're my best friends. As long as the wines are flowing.
Well, you have maybe want a glass of wine now, actually.
Mm.
Maybe that's what I'll do this evening. A wine, a bubble bath, and an Enya playlist. Do you think she listens to her own music to relax?
Probably. I think I would do.
Mm.
Although, to be honest, I'm a very self-critical person.
Mm.
As are you.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the same degree as me, but, you know, you reflect, you think.
Mm-hmm.
Would you not just put it on and be like, oh, fucking hell, I shouldn't have used that pan pipe? Why did I use that pan pipe? I could have used a totally different pan pipe. Oh, I'm a fucking idiot. And then you've ruined your whole bath.
Wow, the only person who gets stressed out from Enya is Enya.
Yeah.
That's the saddest metaphor for something that I've ever heard.
She can't appreciate her own genius. What a waste.
She has to hide in that castle.
I'm sure she's fine. The castle might be filled with hunky Irish men. We have no idea. We have no idea what her life's like. It might be amazing.
You've been listening to Bitchin' with Tilly Steele and Helen Monks. Music is by Dave Cribb and our artwork is by Luke W. Robson. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're enjoying it, and do follow us on Twitter and Instagram. We love to hear from you.